boys in Abraham's house. The next year, God kept his promise. A dear little boy was born to Abraham and Sarah. The baby was named Isaac. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Sarah was 90. God can do anything, and he gave them the baby by his almighty power. When Isaac was about 3 years old, his father gave a fine feast or party for him. Many people came. They loved Isaac. He was a good boy. One person at the party was not happy. That person was Ishmael. He was the son of Hagar, Sarah's maid. Ishmael was older than Isaac, but he made fun of Isaac. He teased him. When Isaac's mother saw what happened, she was very angry. She said to Abraham, "You must send Ishmael and Hagar away. I don't want them to live here anymore." This made Abraham very sad. He loved Ishmael, too. He didn't know what to do. God told Abraham to send them away. Early the next morning, Abraham gave water and food to Hagar and Ishmael and sent them away. Hagar had lived in Egypt when she was young. As they traveled through the desert, they soon used all their food and water. They began to get thirsty and weak. Finally, they couldn't go any further. Hagar thought they would die. She laid Ishmael under a bush and went a short distance away. She began to pray and cry. She thought Ishmael was dying. Ishmael must have been praying or crying also. God heard Ishmael. He was not going to let Ishmael die. No, he was going to care for him. The angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, "Don't be afraid. I have heard the boy's voice. Get up and go to the lad. Hold him in your arms. I will make him a great nation." When she looked up, Hagar saw a well of water. She lifted up the poor, weak boy and gave him a drink. Soon Ishmael felt better and was well again. As Ishmael grew up, he and his mother lived somewhere in the wilderness. God loved Ishmael because he was Abraham's son. He was good with a bow and arrow. Hagar helped him find life from her of Egypt. Today, Ishmael's descendants are the Arabs. Many live in the desert of Arabia. Many of them live in tents and travel on camels.